You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry. All of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. Go out to our website www.whenchristianspeak.com and click on our donation page.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth in relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
So I'm starting a new series today. Because y'all will have some challenges with that last one. But see, I'm minding my own business. Y'all mind your own business, God talk to you?
Yes.
Well, I'm minding my own business. This is what he said. Minding my business. This is what he said. For all those, welcome, E family. Just want to let you know, this is what he said to me. He said, you show me a disagreement, and I will show you a difference in values. Y'all understand what that means?
Yeah.
Yeah, so anytime we had a disagreement, it's because our values were different. Some people like to take the toilet paper. I'm just going way far. Toilet paper from here because I got to ease y'all in. I can't go straight at them, Nicole. I got to ease them in. Some like to have, you know, pull it from the top. Others like to pull it from the bottom. What's your top people?
Top.
Okay. All right. Whoa. Which one bottom people? All right. Okay. So we got a difference in value right there. We got three bathrooms, so one is Curly's top, the one of mine is the bottom. And then we'll take turns on the third bathroom, okay? Depending on who in there. She looking, I'm just joking, sis, I'm just joking. I said, we're gonna talk about values. We're gonna talk about values. Values is a system of beliefs, okay? It's a system of beliefs that dictate and direct our behavior. He said, amen, see that? Did you get it? Values are a system of beliefs that dictate and direct our behavior. And everybody can have different values. But is one of your values flexibility? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Am I meddling? I started to meddle? Because I very rarely do you see flexibility as a value that people operate in. Okay? Y'all just stay with me. Just stay with me. Okay? Values equal, is like I just said, is a belief system. So it guides and dictates our morals. Everybody got different morals, don't they? It's the principle of right and wrong behavior. But see, what happened with morals is you either got them or you don't. Okay? So what are you going to do when nobody's looking? If you dent the car, you hit the car, you going to tell anybody? You going to leave your phone number and stuff, or you going to just keep on going? If you find somebody's money, would you give it back to them? Or you say they shouldn't have had it loose? Uh-oh, I'm just talking about. What's another value situation, a moral situation that you've encountered? Y'all can talk to him. I got one right here. Might come your way.
When I lived in Virginia Beach, I had parked close to this car.
Close to the car.
I hit it.
You hit, okay.
It had a whole bunch of dents on it already.
Okay, all right.
So when I hit it, I looked at it like, will it make a difference if I tell them?
Ooh.
So, okay. But I did. I wrote a note.
Oh, you did. See, there you go. There you go.
I wrote a note, okay. And I left my phone number. I waited for a call, but I never, they never called me. So I guess it didn't make a difference, the dents. So.
But did she do the right thing? Amen, amen. I wait on that one. I said, yes, she did. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Thanks for surprising us.
Okay. Now, I actually have a similar situation.
Okay, all right.
But I did not do the right thing.
Oh, okay.
Because I also hit a car.
Uh-huh.
But it was very, very, very,
okay.
Very minuscule.
We call that justification.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
But it was so tiny that I was like, you know, they're not going to see it.
Okay.
And, you know, it's okay.
Okay, all right, okay.
Like, it was just a little bump. Like, I didn't, like, slam into it.
Gotcha.
It was
okay.
A little bump.
Okay, just a little bump. Okay, yeah. Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Okay. Oh, we got, okay.
So.
What happened, Faith? Talk to me.
Going shopping.
Uh-huh.
The kid did not give me the correct amount of change.
Okay.
She gave me way too much.
Okay.
And so I counted it back to her and let her know that she gave me too much.
Okay, all right. There it is right there. See? All right. Okay. Whatsoever man sow, I mean, if we're talking about values, if God is not a man that he can lie, neither the son of man that he can repent, have he not said it? So whatsoever man sow, I asked my wife one day, I said, sweetie, this is 5 years ago. I asked my wife, I said, sweetie, so I've been teaching the word and stuff of all the messages that I got. You know, I normally run by her and ask her, you know, justice. And I said, what's the message that stood out to you the most? She said, that translation you gave about sowing and reaping. As a man sow, this and only this. I used the translation, said, this and only this shall he reap. So don't be surprised what we sow. And that's what we're going to reap. Okay? All right. Go ahead, Will. Will say, I don't want to say nothing now. Right. He said, I don't want to say
You know, I don't know. I mean, maybe this is a values thing. I guess it is. So I went to McDonald's yesterday and ordered some the buy one, get one chicken nuggets. And then I got a large fries and a couple of drinks, which they've gone up in price, by the way. But then they gave me an extra fries.
Okay.
So I didn't say, oh, you gave me an extra fries. So I took the extra fries.
Okay.
So right. I guess that's I don't know.
It's okay. Yeah. So that's you. You got to talk to God about that. Amen? Yeah, I just live it back. Hey, extra fry? Because they can't take it back because they gave it to you. You know what I'm saying? But you can tell them that you got it. Is that okay? Okay, all right, okay. I'm meddling right now.
I think you've taught us a value of there's two times to apologize.
No, you're not going to go there.
And I had somebody to quit this week.
Okay.
I prayed the day before that she would find another job.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
In 24 hours, the Lord
worked
it out.
Okay.
So she said, I think today would be my last day. I said, I think that's a great idea.
There it is right there. Okay.
So she sent me some information, and I apologized. She texts me. And I texted back. I said, I want to apologize if I offended you or however. I knew that what I said was truth. She didn't like it.
Okay.
But I also understand that it could be offensive. So yeah, texted me back and said, you did not do anything wrong. I just overreacted.
Okay.
And so I've learned from you to apologize even when I think I'm right.
See, if I could come there without stepping all the camera range, I would fist bunch. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yes, sir. I mean, life is just easier when you do it the right way. It is. I ain't get number two. It is on that. All right, so I'm going to keep going.
I got one.
I'm glad my values is that I can be flexible. Yes, ma'am.
Sonia online said that one day she left early from work, and realized that she wasn't supposed to, I assume. And then the next day she came in early and noticed prior to her supervisor.
There it is. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. I got somebody over here.
I was mulching at my old house, uh-huh. and I had to go pick the mulch up in my truck. Like, they dump it in with a front loader, you know. And I bought a pitchfork, too. And I didn't realize until I left, and I had to come back for a second load, that they hadn't charged me for the pitchfork.
Okay.
And I told the girl, I showed her my receipt. I said, hey, I got the pitchfork, but you didn't charge me for it. And she was so shocked that I said anything, she just gave it to me for free anyway.
Doing the right thing? All right, okay. Yes, ma'am. Might come your way.
One time I was at Home Goods and I bought an ottoman. I knew there was another ottoman in the ottoman, but the cashier, I thought she was going to check, but she didn't. So I didn't mention it to her, but I figured that was God blessing me.
What y'all think? How many of y'all say no? No. IJ, they said no. They said no to. Yes, sir. Huh? We tried our best. Appreciate your honesty. See, we're honest up in here most of the time, right? All right. So what else? What about viewpoints and perspective? We're talking about values. They impact your viewpoints. Like when did she just get? Okay. Your perspectives, how you see things. See, always be willing to get healed in areas, guys, because you don't know everything. Maybe you're talking to somebody that might know something about that. Be willing to listen. Be willing to learn. I'm going to step back here. Don't let your age hinder your growth. Because, see, you can't. That brother be yelling about this thing, too. Because you can't get to the age where I know everything. I'm older than you are. Don't let your age hinder your growth, guys, because there's a lot of growth that to be had. And see, I want to live a good life. Like my wife said, she was talking about the words, and she was saying, the Bible says good success. Success ain't, just because it's success, it might not be good success. So if y'all missing when she's ministering on a Wednesday nights, first Wednesday of the month? Second Wednesday of the month? Man, y'all missing, because girl go deep.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, amen. I'd be listening. I'd be like, what? You know, hide upstairs. You know, hide upstairs. Do like it. What happened? What? Somebody got their hand up back there.
I have, you know, talking about value.
Uh-huh.
So I remember years ago, in 1998, I think it was, I wanted to get a mattress, and I wanted a queen size.
Okay.
But they had the tag on the wrong thing at one of these wholesale places, right? And we were putting it up on the car.
Okay.
And my mom said, that's not the right mattress.
Okay.
I was like, shh, mommy, be quiet, be quiet, be quiet.
Be quiet, mom.
So it's like, That's not right. Okay. Okay. Fine. Okay. We had to go back in. I think I went back and paid the difference or whatever. Okay. Fast forward to about 3 years ago, somebody clocked in using my clock-in number at my job.
Ooh.
I got paid for 8 hours. I didn't work.
Okay.
And when I noticed it on my paycheck, I called my manager. I was like, hey, you paid me for this day, and I've got more money on here than I should. And she went through it, and she was so sure that it was right. I was like, no, it's not. She starts going through what days, it says I work. And I was like, yeah, I didn't work that day. She goes, oh, okay. I had to call the payroll people, the benefits people, and all of that, and let them know, hey, you guys paid me too much money. So okay. Do you want me to send you a check, or, are you just going to take it out of my next check? For 4 weeks, I pursued this.
Okay.
And they finally said, don't worry about it.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. You think that was God? Okay. 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 Our values determine how we see God in the world. How we see God. How do you see God? I ain't talking about the physical see God. I'm talking about the see God. Seeing him. Relationship with him. Do our values determine how we see him? Our perspectives, our views? I see you back there. So do we not worship him because it's not necessary? We don't see him as that important? He didn't do that much for us? How do you see God? What are your values, your value system? Because the world system says, it's like there are many gods. But none of them hung on the cross and died for you. None of them got up. None of them are sitting on the right hand of God, the Father. But see, what I want you to see about values is we can talk our way in and talk our way out. I don't need to come to church on Sunday. I don't need to watch video. I don't need to watch online. I got other stuff to do. I can come back and see that later on. But what if he put you second? What if when you call in the middle of the night and somebody's dying and it might be you? What if he said, I don't have time to answer? Because this person over here talked to me. What if that car is coming at you and you don't have none but one name you can call out? Corey Dennis. He called his name. Jesus. Spinning around. And in that time, by him calling on him, the angel stopped his car and stopped the tractor trailer. Because we know it's supposed to be totally different. It violated the law of physics about the weight against stopping. You know what I'm talking about? You got all that weight and then you got to put on brakes. And how long is it supposed to take? You get out of the car and walk instead of somebody having to tear you out of the car. But what if he didn't know that name? So you call on another guy that don't answer because you didn't do five flips in such and such. I'm just talking about our values. See, the more we see stuff going wrong, the more the value that we have in what's right. You can look at the news and see how this thing is winding up, guys. When last time they had a big storm in Canada? He said the earth is travailing for the return of Christ. So everything that can be shaken will be shaken. Y'all know what it is? When you trust in something and you get all shaky with it? His name is not like that. That's the name we ought to call on. But where's your values about him? I don't have time to pray. I don't have time to read the word. I don't have time to go to church. I don't have time to watch the church. What else we don't have time for God with? Read the Bible. What's that? There's 12 translations. So I'm going to spend all my time trying to find which one I want to use. Read the freaking thing. See, I always, just what you do is you go to where it talks about at his name. Every name has to, everything has to bow to his name. Go to the places where you can look and find out what it says about him. They don't talk about his name. That's the wrong Bible. You understand? I'm just talking about values. How do we see God? How do we see the world? How do you see the world? It's a happy place, a good place, a challenging place. A stressful place, all of those. All of those. So you know what you're dealing with. So what's your value about your thought life? Because I had a challenging day at 9, I'm supposed to take that with me all day long. What's your value? My value is peace. I'm addicted to peace. You know what addiction means? It don't have to always be wrong stuff. It can be good stuff. How fast can I get over the peace? Because I've been that other life. Y'all ever lived that other life? Why y'all still living that life then? Well, you need to forgive people. You need to replace your thoughts. You need to walk in victory. You need to decide that I'm going to go this way. I'm just asking y'all. Y'all talking to me? Yeah. Y'all nodding at me? Yeah. I got your attention. I definitely can see that. We're still talking about guides and dictates our purpose and our direction. I'm supposed to be here on Sunday because I'm ministering. I know we're supposed to be on Thursday unless I got to get a sub because I got to be somewhere else doing something else. But I'm not going to leave you comfortless because my father didn't do that. Y'all know who I'm talking about, my father, right? Yeah. So where are you supposed to be on Sunday? Where are you supposed to be on Thursday? When you're at home and you don't have internet? If you or your son or your daughter got to get homework done, you go to the library. Uh-oh. But that's an inconvenience. I'm just talking about values. I'm just talking about what's your purpose? What's your direction? Somebody asked you to go in a direction you've been called to, hadn't been called to, and you checked it out with God. Should you go? Who you want to check it out with? But what if you don't know him? Because you don't talk to him. See, people keep asking me, I don't know his voice. That's because you don't talk to him. Or when he's sharing with you, you don't want to hear what he got to say. Teresa, I see that grin over there. I receive it. I ain't say that she did anything wrong. I like to see her grin. Because Teresa's a serious lady now. Come on now. But y'all write this down. Let me tell you, as simple as I can say it. His voice is your voice with peace manifested in it. And you know how your voice sound. You know you got that panic voice. You got that intense voice. You got that I'm a revenge voice. His voice has that. Your voice is real quiet. Paul. His voice is your voice with peace manifested in it. So it won't have tension in it. It won't have pressure in it. It'll have peace manifested in it. Okay? Got a question or statement?
This goes with going in the direction and okay. Asking him. Uh-huh. So I asked Curly a question this week about peace. Uh-huh. Like I said, I felt stress, okay. But should I feel stressed if I gave this to him? But I kept going back and getting it. So I told her I was going to try again. Okay. I tried again. Okay. I've been at peace ever since then. But,
No, we with you. So, we with you.
One time I tried to get it in. He slapped my hand like this and said, get out of here, girl.
Come on now.
It's not yours. So I was like, all right.
Okay.
So I've been at peace ever since.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. But what voice he knew she had to hear? Hers. Oh, that's good. That's good. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Guys. People will ask me, well, Pastor, how long do I do this until it manifests? If something happened on the inside and you've forgiven somebody and you operate, you're trying to get to peace, you just keep talking about peace until it manifests. You don't do it two times. And there's nothing that you try to do that you love to do that you only try two times. But you want to give God two times. If you can't get into this theater, you're going to find a way. You'll call back, you'll check, recheck. You check all day. Restaurant. Yes. No such thing as no. So you've been thinking a certain way for years, but you want to give him, I tried that twice. But if you want peace, you're going to keep on doing it until you get it. I just want to make it clear that sometimes you stay up at night because of what you are dealing with. It's not because you didn't believe God. When you start talking to God about it, you just kept doing it until you fell asleep. And that 1 hour sleep will manifest itself in such a way you wake up refreshed and renewed. You understand what I'm saying? I just want to make sure you get an understanding that just because you're a believer, just because you pray to God, just because you quote his word, just because you replace the thoughts, you still go through stuff. So I want to make it clear. Y'all understand that? But check this out. When you got values, it's easier to make big decisions. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Because you know right the difference between right and wrong. And you know what the right thing to do. It's gonna when the decision has to be made, you can make this thing. It's an easy decision because your values say, I listen to my father, and until I hear his voice, you're going to have to wait. Because I'm not going to be rushed into a decision. I'm going to rest in the fact that my father, his word says this, so this is only the thing, this is only what I'm going to do. I'm going to be truthful. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to accept the responsibility. I can accept the blame. Freak people out when you miss it. Just hey, man, it was my fault. It messes people up. Anybody did that recently? I see Faith over smirking at me too now. That whole row smirking on that side. I mean, seriously, have you ever told somebody, hey, man, I missed it. I made a mistake. And they look at you because they know they wouldn't say that. They're already blamed for something else. They say, oh, okay, so they accept that. Well, let me give them that. But my father, see, if you get an understanding that everything has to go through your father to get to you. You want to make sure you put everything there that is necessary. You understand? But just know that when you have values, and we're going to get more into detail. I'm going to categorize stuff. I'm going to know all your business. Okay? Pursuing passion. See, you don't waste time pursuing things that you haven't been called to. So y'all practice this with me. Say no. All right, let's say it together on the count of three. Can you do this? No. Because that's not your passion. That's not what you've been called to. Now, I'll help you out. But if I haven't been called to it, I need to get back to where I've been called. Y'all understand what I mean? Stop crossing the line, man. Y'all, mind your own business. Stay in your lane. How many lanes we need to stay in? How many lanes we supposed to have? God's called you to stuff, and you know what he's called you to. But did you know it's a lot easier to mess up and make you aware of what you're not doing right than to do what I'm supposed to be doing? She didn't do that right. He didn't do that right. And don't come back. Don't come back saying, well, you didn't do your thing right. Don't waste your time. It's not worth it. Because if they worked that hard to get something on you, you don't want to go to that level. Because, see, people will check this out. God is the one to promote you. You might be working for somebody, but it's God who's going to promote you.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.